Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. We've been busy with the HR Expo, but we're back today with a contractor interview. Enjoy the conversation with Gary Morawski of Flame Heating and Cooling out in Metro Detroit. I asked Gary about business in the D, his thoughts on dry shipping, and the first annual Flame Home Energy Showcase. We'll see you on the other side. All right, now we welcome Gary Morawski from Flame Heating and Cooling. How are you doing today, Gary?
Fine, how are you?
Really good, really good. How did 2010 and the early parts of 2011 go for Flame Heating and Cooling? I know Michigan does not have the greatest economy, but how has your business done?
We are really blessed and thankful. We've had 2010 was our best year ever, and January of 2011 was our best January ever. We were up 24% over last year.
Oh, wow. What do you attribute that success to?
I think hard work. We don't let there's one big pie for sales in the Metro Detroit area, and we just keep fighting for our bigger piece of the pie. You know, we've got some great people that have worked really hard to help keep us going.
Okay, great. How much did the tax credits help in late 2010? And although you seem to have a great January, has reduced 2000 levels hurt when you're out there in the field?
Well, we thought it might. It has changed. Some people that would normally have gone to the higher level furnace have maybe dropped back a little. But overall sales, it has not really affected us. But it has, we have seen a little slight change in the buyer's selection of the product that they would use. But we were concerned that things were just going to fall right off the deep end first of the year, but that did not happen.
Okay, great. And how do you get that big piece of the pie? Customer service, Nate certified techs, all of the above?
Yes, we have. We are 90% plus Nate certified. We have a service agreement program, which has been, I think, a strong foundation for us. And we've created a sales culture for our people, gotten the whole company involved. We share all our numbers with everybody, so that they all know what's happening. They all know when we do well. They all know when we're doing poor.
Okay. I saw on your blog that you guys were the best furnace repair by a local television station. Talk a little bit about that honor, how you were chosen and what it means to the company.
Well, it's one of those contests. They kind of threw it out there looking for the best in, 30 or 40 categories, and one of our people got wind of it. And we started asking our customers to vote for us, and we ended up number one.
Wow. Now let's go to some more general HVAC contractor questions. Has the healthcare law affected your business at all, or do you see it going to affect your business?
Well, this year they first told us our premiums were going to go up about 15%. We ended up making some adjustments in our program, and we've had, we made some slight changes, some deductibles and office visit costs and that sort of thing, and we have not seen a huge increase, even though we thought it was coming.
Okay, that's great. Do you have any thoughts on the dry shipping of R22 equipment?
I have very mixed thoughts on that. I just was in the CoStars meeting at ACCA and at the CEO luncheon at the ACCA convention. And I can understand why they shipped it. Being a businessman, people didn't want to lose sales. At the same time, I think it's against the spirit of what's being done for our globe. We are not going to sell the uncharged R22 systems. We are just going to stick with the Puron units, the 410A.
Okay. Do you see, are customers knowledgeable about that at all, or not really?
No. And I really think, and this is what the manufacturers had said too, that it is, designed for, say, large apartment owners. Once in a while you have one where you can't get to the refrigerant lines to change them or the coil to change it. It's designed for a few and far in between. So I'm not, I don't think it's something that's really, I think it's a short-term thing. Mm-hmm. Over 1 to 3 years, it'll just get eliminated. Okay. People all end up on 410A.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest issue facing the HVAC contractor today?
The biggest issue in the industry is the lack of certification, lack of industry involvement. You know, I was just at the, as I mentioned, the ACCA conference in San Antonio, and there were, it was probably 3,000 people there, you know, 2,500 contractors. Mm-hmm. And that is such a minuscule amount compared to the whole industry. Like in Metro Detroit, we have 2,074 licensed HVAC contractors.
Wow.
And if they would, and, you know, we're just one metropolitan area.
Yeah.
So if the people in our industry would care more about our industry, they could help their own business and the industry and our reputation as a whole. Doing quality work, the newer furnaces, you get a three-stage gas valve furnace with a variable speed motor, you need to make sure that the static pressures are right, the gas pressures are right. Most companies don't even know how to check that or do it. You don't need all those fancy things, and they're doing customers a disservice by not giving them the right product.
Sure. Do you find in this economic downturn you're seeing less of those because they're going out of business, or more of them because people are flooding to try to make a buck any way they can?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
You're seeing them always.
Yeah.
Because what's happened, the more you lose one, another one or two pop up. And there's no cost to get into our industry. You know, all you can do is tell people you're a furnace person. Many states, they even have no licensing requirements.
Right. Well, you guys are doing something interesting. You're hosting a Flame Home Energy Showcase on March 15th. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Well, we started last June meeting in small focus groups in the company, trying to decide February, March, and April in our geographic area are our worst business months of the year. What could we do to get business going? What can we do to keep ourselves sustained so that we don't have to lay people off and we can give everybody work? And we came up with this idea of having as a community effort, a home energy show. We're not using one of our locations. We've rented a hall nearby. And we have a gentleman named Glenn Hagee, who's known as America's Master Handyman. He's has a radio show broadcast across most of the country on Saturdays and Sundays, and he happens to be located here in the metropolitan Detroit area. And so we're going to have him kind of hosting with a couple of speakers. We're going to have displays. We happen to handle the Bryant brand with their product and some geothermal. We do plumbing with some kitchens. We're now an AeroSeal contractor. We do attic insulation and blower door testing, and all the things we do, have them all on display, and people from the local utilities there to share with our customers or whoever wants to be there from the general public. And it's going to be in an evening in a couple of weeks, and we hope that it's going to drive some business for us.
Sounds great. How did you come up with that idea?
You know, I'm not sure. One of our focus groups, somebody started talking about it, and before we knew it, it kind of grew and grew.
Good.
And so we're very happy.
Good. The response has been very good?
So far, I was gone all last week at ACCA, so I don't know.
Sure.
But you can go on our website and sign up if you'd like. We'd love to have you guys come.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. I'll let you get back to work.
Thanks for taking the time, Gary, and good luck with the showcase. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. I want to remind everyone they can subscribe to us on iTunes to make sure they do not miss a single episode. Good times, everybody.